Call to order the June 12, 2014 Code Enforcement Board meeting. Madam Secretary, if you'll call roll.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Lucas?
Here.
Ms. Cundick?
Here.
Sorry, Cundick, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Warren is not here. Ms. Hines had called and said she had a meeting this morning and could not make it today.
All righty. If everyone's had a chance to review our May 8th, 2014 board meeting minutes, I'll take a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve.
So.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any members of the board need to disclose any ex parte communication?
Yes. I want to disclose that on case number 7, CEB 051448, that I am familiar with this property because my in-laws several years ago looked at this house to buy it.
Okay.
And I just want to disclose that.
All righty. Any other disclosures from the board?
Did they buy it?
No, they did not
buy it. They didn't buy it.
All righty. All righty. Madam Secretary, if you will give us, let's go ahead and swear in staff. All staff members that will be testifying, please rise to be sworn in today.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
When we call you to the mic, we'll call you up in the cases that we have them on our agenda. Please speak into the microphone as our proceedings are being recorded. Madam Secretary, if you can give us any announcements you may have at this time.
Yes, sir, Mr. Brown. We do have a few cases that are in compliance that aren't reflected on the agenda. Item number 3, case number CEB04-14-43 for 606 and 608 Butler Boulevard is in compliance as of June 9th. New cases, item number 16, CEB06-14-64 for 321 Fairview Avenue is in compliance as of June 10th. And number 19, CEB061469 for 378 Weaver Street is in compliance as of June 6th. And I believe that's all I have to say.
All right. Any attorneys present today? All righty, we will take the cases as they appear on our agenda. We will hear case number CB021423-Schoenenverger and Jaroslo Kowal as JTRS, property located 823 North Peninsula Drive. Is the respondent present? You come forward, sir. Please state your name and give us your address into the microphone. We'll hear from staff and give you an opportunity to respond.
Yes, sir. My name is Yaroslav Stefan Kowal. It's 823 North Peninsula Drive, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118.
Raise your hand, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Kowal, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Mr. Jackson?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Mr. Sino? This is before the board for a progress report. The inspector is Tom Klieg, and his number of the inspectors are out on training this week. So Vicki Langford is handling the case for today. The report is that the property owner is making progress, and that we expect that it would be done by July 2nd based upon the progress that's being made.
Mr. Kowal, did you want to add anything?
No, sir. They're being very helpful and complying with everything they asked me to do, sir. So.
Okay.
Well, I have a question. What would you say the progress is that you made?
All the soffits are on the bidding. Officer Click told me to do that stuff first, and it's mostly been beadboard and scabbing to put the beadboards in all the way around. As you can see in the photos over the driveway, all the Tyvek is up, everything's been dried in, but because of the issues with the neighbor, we had to stop. Now, the survey has taken a month because someone's removing the survey marks from the property. And if you look at the survey, which was submitted yesterday, there's new building from the neighbor a foot onto our property without a permit, and that's been the issue in that photo right there.
Have you notified the code person of that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, good.
One other thing, Mr. Chair. I know a neighbor is present, and I didn't want to overlook her. I didn't know if she had intended or had a desire to come up, but I don't want to overlook someone that's present for the case.
Did you want to give testimony, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Okay, come on forward. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Marion Tresiak. I live at 827 North Peninsula Drive. T is in Tom, R, C is in Zebra, E, C is in Cat, I, A, K.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony
you're
about to provide is the truth, the whole
truth,
and nothing
but the truth? Yes, I do. Ms. Tresiak, what can you tell us?
Well, I'd like to tell you that as far as progress, you know, that's fine, but when is he going to take down this huge cement beams that I don't see there at all? And also, he's added a fireplace. It's not in the picture here, but he's added a fireplace to the side, and I hope that it will be inspected when he's finished with it. And also, the he's got inserts, and I don't object to the inserts, but they're not anchored. And they fly every, like yesterday we had a wind. Every time we have a wind, they blow all over everywhere. And they're also, well, they're lockjawed because they're not in there, and they go one way or another, kind of. And that's, you know, I don't object to the porches. I don't object to any of that stuff if he has a permit. The only thing I object to is the 12 or 14 foot pillars he's got there. And I would like to see them come down to what is 6 feet, whatever it is the building codes are. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Jackson was there?
Yeah,
ma'am, sponsor.
Sure. The pillars are 6 to 8 foot, and they're already subject of what we've discussed. There's nothing else being done. There's no fireplace. There's a stick out for the siding. It's not a fireplace.
Okay.
So whatever questions you have for me, please feel free to ask, and I'll be happy to tell you, and everyone here is aware of what's happening. Thank you.
The only other thing I would say is that the inspectors assured me that all necessary inspections and all processes as required are being done, and they're satisfied with the status right now.
All right.
You still feel you'll be ready by the July 2nd?
Yes, sir, weather permitting. The siding permit's open, so I'm getting everything else to do with flashing and tuck-in and all that to that, so that once we're there, hopefully I can just continue on the siding permit until it's done. And I'd like that done before the storm, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kowal.
Thanks.
All righty. Any other questions from the board? All righty. Case number 2, CB041441, G&I, 7 Bel Air Plaza, LLC, in Bowl, Daytona. Doing business as Bel Air Lanes, property located at 2575 North Atlantic. Mr. Jackson and Mr. Newell, what can you tell us? First of all, is the respondent present? All righty.
Mr. Newell advised me that his request is that we continue this to the next cutoff. Any more?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this property had numerous issues, if you remember, relating from extinguishers, exit lights, locked doors, hood system. There's a tremendous amount of problems or violations. I did a reinspection 2 days ago, found that he has completed everything with the exception of the installation of a brand new hood system, which he's going to be required to do. However, he did have the current hood system inspected and cleaned, and he discussed with me that he's just waiting on the finances to come through. He's assured me that by next cutoff he will have that completed, so staff's recommending continuation next cutoff.
So July 2nd, will that be enough time?
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until July 2nd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for fine up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Motion made.
Second.
By Ms. Smart, seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 3, CEB 041443, is in compliance as of June 9th, 2014. Case number 4, CEB 041427, is in compliance as of May 28th, 2014. Case number 6, CEB 051447, is in compliance as of June 5th, 2014. Case number 5, CEB 051446, Frank Lemoyne, property located at 475 Brentwood Drive. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This is before the board for imposition of a fine. This was a requirement for a fencing repair accessory structure. The inspector is informing that the owner is not in compliance, and we're requesting a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Has anything been done to the fence, Mr. Stenson?
Yes, sir. They did repair it. The repair didn't hold for longer than a day. The front gate is continuously down on the ground, down on the ground, down on the ground. And it was as of 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So they did make the repair. It didn't hold. And I've been in contact with all the registered agents, the property managers, and the vacant registry.
So this is a vacant property?
It is vacant.
Oh, okay. Any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion. Fine the respondent $100 per day with a cap. Is this a...
It's a non... was it non-owner occupied? Is that correct, Mr. Stenson? It's last status, or do
it's
you know?
It's last status. It was owner
rental property?
It was owner occupied. This last status
has
been in transition, for lack of a better term.
With a cap of 20?
15.
Okay. All right. $100 a day with a cap of $15,000 or until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
Uh-huh.
Motion made by Mr. Smart. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Lucas. Any questions?
Yes, please. Is this owner-occupied or non-owner-occupied?
It's non-owner-occupied.
Non-owner-occupied.
Which would
okay.
be the 15.
Good. Thank you.
Is that effective today?
Yes. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 7, CEB 051448, Prime Star Fund 1, TRS Incorporated, property located at 2 Lions Paw, 7 Noble. Is the respondent present? Come forward, sir. Please state your name and give us your address and be sworn in, and then we'll hear from staff and give you an opportunity to respond. And again, this case is before us for a progress report. Our compliance date is for July 2nd.
Thank you. William Campbell, 16242 North Florida Avenue, Lutz, Florida.
Raise your right hand, sir.
Do
you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Campbell, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond, sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, the report is that there was no progress, which is something that the staff was concerned with, if you may recall from the last meeting. There's no progress, and as of the last review of the online sale effort, it's still for sale. So all appearances is that it's just trying to be sold. It is due for compliance next month, so we'll see.
All right. Mr. Campbell, what can you tell us, please, sir?
Yes, sir. It took us a while to get the plans from our architect and our engineer. We have submitted for permits. It was done this morning. We obtained a general contractor. I have the permit or application number here, if that's possible. So we feel that there has been progress. If the board recollects, it was that there should be an application submitted and also a possible permit for permit. So we've gone as far as submitting the application, and we have a permit number, and we're just waiting for approval at this point.
Okay.
So.
Mr. Jackson, just so we're not here next month waiting again, if they've applied for a permit, is between now and our July 2nd deadline enough time for something to happen in permitting?
Realistically, probably not, because the building department is probably going to have to open up a lot of stuff.
Mr. Chair, I think it's something I'll ask the inspector to address, but the general issue is if they just applied for a permit, and I'll tell you that the inspector checked as of 8 o'clock this morning, and they had not. However, as he said, if they just did it today, they could have done it in the last 20 minutes.
Okay.
So if they have applied today, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to have this in compliance by the second, with the anticipation that the inspection would find that there are problems just based on the history of the property.
Okay. Would enough have happened for us to know at our meeting for July, you know, whether or not we need to continue, you know, versus it coming to us then?
Well, if we're like we are today, where the 11th hour is when the action is taken, then I would not know the answer. If they start today or start Monday, well, I guess whatever from today, if they start tomorrow, then it's reasonable to expect that they would have done enough that they should. And again, I'd have to look over to the inspector, but just typically in a few weeks from a project being started, they should have some knowledge as to where the project is going to have to go. But I'll ask Mr. Stinson to speak to that further.
Okay. Mr. Stinson?
The amount of work at this property that's going to require to be inspected, and the fact that he just applied for the permit prior to this hearing, I don't see how it can be done. The entire house has been renovated from the roof to the foundation. The only permits applied for, approved, and inspected was for the elevator. We're talking serious structural issues throughout the property, the rear, the pool, the electrical, plumbing. The entire property has been renovated, and it is for sale. The likelihood of the building department completing this by the next cutoff, extremely remote. However, this case has been going on since June of 2012.
Mm-hmm. Does the pool have water in it?
From my last inspection, the pool was in compliance. Okay. It has water. The water is clean.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
Yeah. What permits are needed?
Pretty much all permits, electrical, plumbing, building. Like I said, the only permit that has ever been applied for or obtained is for the elevator. Like I said, the property has been fully renovated.
Can I ask what permits did you pull, sir?
Engineering, electrical, plumbing. That's my understanding. My general contractor was here this morning. He had to go back to Tampa. So this is all I know. I do have the permit number, if anyone wants to check exactly what he did submit.
Your general contractor's in Tampa. Right. Does he have a location here?
No, sir. Not to my understanding.
He doesn't.
Not to my understanding, he does not.
Perhaps.
I don't know for sure.
Next time you could bring him in with you so we could ask some. I don't have a lot of faith in what's going on, quite frankly.
Right. Well, he was here this morning, and he did submit this morning. It was the last.
Couldn't have stayed here. And
he had another appointment. He had to get back, sir. He could not stay. He had another appointment.
We discussed last time that the buck stops with you.
Absolutely.
Where's the buck been?
The buck has been here. So we have worked. It took us quite some time to get the plans. We finally received the plans less than 3 days ago, I'll be honest with you. It took us quite a while to locate some plans. And it took us a while to get a general contractor to submit the permit. So we finally put it together, and it was submitted. That's all I can say. We have been working. I personally have been working on this every day to try and get this into compliance. The pool is blue. The home is. I was there this morning just to do a walkthrough. The place is presentable, but we understand that we do have to pull the permits and do the work. And we're saying we're going to do it. We just need the time to be able to do it. That's all we're asking. And as far as the length of time, yes, it's correct, 2012. But if you recall from our last meeting, we just picked up the property less than 8 to 9 months ago. So.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
Yeah. Can I ask staff what your recommendation is?
It was here for a progress report.
Oh, you're just here for a progress report today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just want to give some encouragement, Mr. Campbell, for your contractor to please make some progress and stay in communication with staff. This will be back to us next month for compliance. And, you know, as staff has already alluded to, that if compliance is not achieved, we need to see some substantial work toward compliance. Again, I can't speak for the board, but just encouragement that some work needs to occur to bring this property into compliance. As, you know, has already been indicated, this has been going on for quite some time, and I understand things take time, but we'd like to make sure things on our docket get off of our docket with compliance.
Yes, sir. I understand. Right. So, from my understanding, the last meeting we had to be in compliance by July 2nd, and we're saying that progress this time, because as they indicated that the permits
as a board, we have to set a compliance date.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not achieved, we look to staff to let us know whether progress has been made enough mm-hmm. for us to extend the compliance date. Again, that's at the privy of the board.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I strongly encourage you to make sure that, you know, progress has been made, but not only on the project itself, but please make sure you or your contractor stay in contact with staff so that everybody is up to date with what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Campbell.
You.
Case number HCB051452 TRSTE LLC. Property located at 228 North Adams Street. Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
The property at 228 North Adams Street is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Ed Lopez, and the property is still in noncompliance. The staff is asking for a $100 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000. And I'll turn to Mr. Lopez to you for any questions.
Mr. Lopez, has any contact been made with the owner?
I spoke with the daughter of the property owner that were there on Tuesday, the 10th of this month. The property is now vacant. I believe they evicted the tenants that were there. They still haven't made any repairs or obtained a business rental license. So the property is still in noncompliance as of today's date.
Those for sale signs out front are current?
Yes, it seems like they want to sell the property, and they posted by owner for sale sign.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion fine the respondent $100 today, effective today, with a cap of $15,000 or until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Sir. Motion made by Mr. Harrington, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 9CB051456 is in compliance as of June 3rd, 2014. Case number 11CB051459 is in compliance as of May 29th, 2014. Case number 10CB051458, Stephanie Robinson, property located at 590 Shady Place. It is here today for a progress report with a compliance set by the second. Is Ms. Robinson present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Oh, this property is before you for a progress report with a compliance date of July 2nd. The inspector's Edwin Lopez, and the report is that there is minimal progress at this point. And I will turn to Mr. Lopez to you for any questions.
Mr. Chairman, the property has very minimum work was done. They did paint. They didn't even complete the exterior painting. They started, but as of today's date, it's still non-compliance, not completed. The property is still in disarray. It seems to be vacant. If you recall from the last hearing, she stated that the property wasn't a rental, but there were some rental people living there.
Mm-hmm.
She did just minimum work, but the property is still in disarray, and really I don't believe it's going to be done by July 2nd.
All right. She had an opportunity to be here today, but we hopefully will have some satisfaction at our July meeting. Any other questions from the board? All righty. Case number 12, CB061460, Tammy Anderson. Property located at 616 Mulberry Street. Is the respondent present? Ms. Anderson, come forward, please. State your name into the microphone. Give us your address. Be sworn in. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Tammy Anderson, 1252 Mason Avenue, Daytona Beach, 32117.
Raise your hand, please, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Ms. Anderson, before we hear from staff, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, that's pretty much the whole story. It's in noncompliance. As you can see, there's a lot of things that need to be done. But there are the types of things that, with diligent work, can be done by next cutoff. The inspector's asking for you to find her in noncompliance and give it to next cutoff to come into compliance.
Ms. Anderson, step back over. Is this a rental property?
No. It's my house.
Do you reside there? Because you just gave
me
a different address.
I'm in an apartment.
Okay.
Okay, and yes, there are some. But when the inspector went through the house with me, he did, and then his supervisor was there with me. And basically, it's minor things, like the front door has to be fixed.
Gotcha.
Okay. The fence needs to be painted and fixed. The house, he wants painted, you know. Inside, there's a section where there's some heavy-duty coated wires. He would like to have that boxed in, you know, drywall back in and stuff. And there are two broken windows where they put an AC in the front, but it's boarded up now. So I guess I got to call Glass Doctor. And my finances are stopped. But I was under the impression by him that he said when I got my permit to write him a state, have it notarized that nobody is living in the house until it's fixed, and I can get my permit, and I would have up to 6 months to get the work done.
That is the timeline on the permit through permitting. That's not the timeline the board has the permit.
I had just
gotcha.
Found that out
okay.
When he gave me this piece of paper.
How much time do you think you need, Ms. Anderson, to bring this property into compliance?
A lot of it has, like, I've already bought the front door. Yeah, I got money put away for the window to be Glass Doctor to come out and put the window in, because I do believe they can do this,
mm-hmm.
You know. And then it's just drywalling that one side inside, you know, putting the drywall up there and painting the place.
Okay.
And, of course, the fence, re-putting the thing in the ground and making the fence more stable.
Okay. You think if the board gave you till August 6th, you'll be able to have this done? A little under 2 months.
I could be real close to it.
Okay. Not saying that's what we'll do, but just wanted to put that out as an option.
Yeah, it would help me, because I didn't realize I had to have some, you know, just because I was, like I said, under the impression I had okay. From the time I pulled my permit.
Yes, ma'am. Questions from the board?
Yes. Ms. Anderson, how long have you owned the house?
9 years, 10 years.
Okay, that's close enough. Have you ever lived there?
Yes. I got it when I got custody of the babies. my grandchildren.
Yeah, understood. What made you move out of the house?
My job, because I couldn't be with the kids, and my job consisted of me being, I'm above the circus bar. So I could be close to the bar and be with my, you know, the kids wouldn't be left alone. But we're getting ready. I have health issues now, and I'm trying to get so we can move back into the house.
Okay, I still have more questions.
Ms. Kendrick, if I could just offer from the information from the inspectors, that to the knowledge of the inspector, she's never lived in a home. It's been a revolving rental, probably because of the reason she indicates, because of her inability to be at the house and be at a workplace, the apartment over the circus bar. So it's been a continuous rental. However, she's filled out the affidavit saying that it won't be a rental anymore.
Okay. And I have lived in the house. In fact, my driver's license has that address on it.
Okay. I really was more interested for other reasons. You indicated that you thought these weren't big problems, but I see some of these as some very large problems. Rodent harborage, infestation, that the electric systems, hazards, those are big problems. Those aren't small problems.
I understand what you're saying.
And they've probably been that way, which is why I asked you how long you owned the house. They've probably been that way for quite some time. These things don't happen overnight or without care.
I didn't have electrical. In fact, the inspectors went through the house, and the only thing he said, I had a couple receptacle plug things that were cracked. It's $1 to replace the covers. There was no electrical problem at all, except the big heavy duty that was ran through. It's above where you go in, and it just needs to be boxed in. That's it. It's not a fire hazard or anything like that. It's when you walk through the door, there's a walk thing where he said that other than that, there was no electrical issue at all.
Okay. Are you in the process, Ms. Anderson, of getting a contractor to look at the electrical work?
I didn't think I need, because he told me I didn't need it.
Who told you that?
The inspector, not his supervisor. His supervisor walked through the house with me and went through everything and said there was no, just box that one area in so they're not seeable, because
okay,
they're up to code and everything. Put the little square.
Gotcha. Ms. Anderson, I would just heavily encourage you to be in contact with the inspector while you're getting these items fixed and addressed to make sure that they're brought up to compliance.
Yeah.
Ms. Kundig, do you have more questions?
Yeah. What is code's recommendation?
I've been advised by Inspector Fitzgerald, this is his case, that he should be noncompliant to the next cutoff because his property has been in disarray for a very long time. So, noncompliant to the next cutoff.
And it says the notification was in January.
That's correct for this particular case. Right. This isn't the first case on the property.
Okay.
That's any other questions from the board?
6 months.
Any motions?
I'd like to move that we find case number CEB061460 in noncompliance and to come into compliance by the next cutoff date.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and properly second to find a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until July 2nd, 2014, to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Ms. Anderson, what we've done, we found you in noncompliance by your own acknowledgement. We've given you until the 2nd of July to bring the property into compliance. Again, if you run into any difficulty along the way, please, please, please stay in contact with your inspector as they can inform us if you need more time when it comes back to the board if you're not in compliance, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Case number CB061461, Jeremiah Chazelle, property located at 617 Holmes Street. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property is before you for compliance or noncompliance. The owner is deceased. The inspectors had contact with the son who has advised the inspector that he will take care of the violations. And we're asking for there to be a finding of noncompliance and the case be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until July 2nd, 2014, to bring the property into compliance to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB061462, Mark C. Handley, Revocable Trust, property located at 1204 Imperial Drive. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This is before you for compliance or noncompliance. This property is tenant occupied. And that thing is in compliance. That's what it says. Okay. The initial status was that two-thirds of it was in compliance. I'm being informed by the inspector now that they have completed it, and it is in compliance as of 5/28.
All righty. Case number CB1061462 is in compliance as of May 28th, 2014. Case number 15, CB061463, Jerry D. and Carolyn S. Clark. Property located at 1120 Milligan Avenue. Is the respondent present? You come to the microphone. Please state your name and give us your property address and be sworn in, please.
Carolyn Clark, 1421 Ruth Byrne Road, Daytona Beach, 32114.
All righty.
Raise
your
hand.
Do you solemnly swear
or affirm that the testimony the truth? Yes.
Ms. Clark, before we hear from the inspector, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
All righty. We'll hear from the inspector, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
The report, Mr. Chair and members of the board, is that the, as we know, this property is here for compliance and noncompliance. The inspector ask that you find her in noncompliance as to she's just admitted to that. The yard has been cut, but other than that, it's still a noncompliance, and so we're asking for next cutoff for compliance.
Okay. Ms. Clark, how long do you think you would need to, I guess, more or less, remove the storage and move the boat?
It is in compliance as of now.
Okay.
The boat's been moved, the yard's been cut, the storage has been removed.
All
and
right.
The fencing has been taken care of.
Just need to coordinate with the inspector so you can get your property inspected, okay, ma'am, so that you can be brought into compliance.
First of all, the property is in, you have the property in the name of Jerry D. and Carolyn S. Clark. As of my husband's death, I am sole owner, Carolyn Clark.
What is your name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn Clark. Clark. You are Carolyn Clark, mm-hmm. And you're the sole owner.
Yes.
And do you live there?
No, ma'am.
What was your address?
1421 Ruth Byrne Road.
Ms. Clark, when did your husband pass away? Hello.
January 2012.
Did it state or any kind of probate or anything like that?
No.
Was the deed recorded? Was it the death certificate recorded? Okay, then it's your house.
Is the house occupied?
Yes.
Okay. And the boat belongs to a tenant?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Well, it sounds like we just need to, Ms. Clark, you need to contact the inspector so you can get inspected and have your property brought into compliance. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and property be brought into compliance by July 2nd, 2014, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Kundig, seconded by Mr. Harrington. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Ms. Clark, again, what we just did, we found you in noncompliance. But again, encourage you to contact the inspector so they can come out and find that you are in compliance currently, as you stated, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Case number 16, CB061464. Property located at 321 Fairview Avenue. Property is in compliance as of June 10th, 2014. Case number 17, CB061466. Property is in compliance as of May 29th, 2014. Case number 19, CB061469, is in compliance as of June 6th, 2014. Case number 18, CB061467, Putnam State Bank. Property located at 228 North Ridgewood Avenue. Is the respondent present? All right, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
This property is in noncompliance. The inspector asked that they be given until next cutoff to come into compliance. He indicates that they are working on the violations.
All righty. Chair,
do we have pictures? No?
No, no, we don't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until July 2nd, 2014 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Kundig. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. That exhausts our agenda. Any miscellaneous business? Anyone?
You know
her. Well, I think Mr. Stinson is inquiring with them. Mr. Stinson, did either of those gentlemen have something? Okay.
Yes,
all right.
That's Mr. From the Bowling Alley?
From the Bowling Alley, correct.
Yes. Did you need to know what happened? Or?
I just told him.
Oh, okay.
I just told him.
All right.
So that takes care of both persons. Is that gentleman sitting here as well?
I got him yet.
These are cases we've announced.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Any miscellaneous business from staff?
I'm not aware of anything. Anyone else? No.
All righty. Ms. Lucas? Ms. Kundig?
Nope.
Mr. Harrington? Mr. Smart? Mr. Chino? All righty. We can consider ourselves adjourned. See everyone next month.
Great meeting.
All right. Thank you. See everyone next month.